So the practice of direct awakening is really this idea that I brought up very briefly in my attempt to do a short introduction. And what the idea of direct awakening is, okay, if you think about the spiritual path, how we've been taught it, you know, obviously there's thousands of ways we've all been taught it, but a lot of enlightenment teachings, a lot of teachings that point toward awakening, see it as a practice where you do this technique or that technique. Maybe you're chanting something, or you're visualizing something, or you're following your breath, or attuning to your body, or any number, or, you know, labeling every thought and sensation, you know, all the different ways we can meditate. What most of them have in common is that the technique itself doesn't have anything specific to do with spiritual awakening. It's a technique that you're doing in the hope that it might bring you to an awakening. So I'm saying the goal of most spiritual practices is some kind of enlightenment or awakening, but the practices themselves typically are just a practice that someone has determined is going to help, you know, calm your mind, or, you know, get you resonant with some higher consciousness or something. But it's all, you know, a lot of it anyway is what I would maybe call an indirect path, in that you do it and eventually it's supposed to open something up. So with the practice of direct awakening, the idea is that, or really the question that drove me to this, to the discovery of it and the teaching of it was, could it be possible for us to practice being awake when we meditate? So the practice of direct awakening is a meditation course, and it's an approach to meditation. And there are a whole bunch of different sort of what I would call gateways to awakened consciousness that we practice in it. It's not one thing, it's a dozen things. But what they all have in common is that when you sit down to meditate, what you're sitting down to do is to practice something, some natural quality or natural, what we might call disposition or character of awakened consciousness. So I'll just give one example to give you a sense of what I mean. So if we think about how is awakened consciousness different than unawakened consciousness? And let's take the Buddha, who said that, you know, unenlightened consciousness, one of the things that characterize it is grasping. We're grasping on, we're holding on. Basically two things, grasping and pushing away. Kind of take the Buddha right down to the simplest. You're either grasping for certain experiences, trying to hold on to positive feelings, and we're pushing away discomfort. And fundamentally, this is a kind of a basic stance of unenlightened consciousness. Enlightened consciousness, awakened consciousness, on the other hand, you could simply say, does the opposite of that. It doesn't grasp on. When any of us steps into our higher self or our awakened self, we notice, oh, I don't need to hold on to anything. In fact, life is much more interesting when it's just a fluid, it's just flowing, and I'm not resisting anything. I'm willing to face everything, be with everything that is. I'm also not grasping to have and hold something. I'm an open, fluid, kind of conscious being. Now, could you practice that in meditation? Could you sit down for half an hour and practice not resisting anything that arises? So you make room for every possible experience that you could have in meditation, from the terrible to the sublime. And you guys have probably both done a lot of meditation, so you've probably experienced both extremes. Most of us have. And you make room for it all, and you don't hold on to the positive experiences. You don't grasp after subtle feelings of bliss. You don't try to sustain some intense clarity that you experience. You just let it all come, and you let it all go with total ease and flow. That is that's a direct practice of being awake. If you can do that for half an hour, let's put it this way. If you can do that for a half an hour, it wasn't your ego that was doing it. It was your awakened self. Because I make the point that the only part of us, and it's part of why I call it direct awakening, the only part of us that can do a practice like that is awakened consciousness, which we all have access to all the time. In fact, it's, I would argue, it's the very consciousness that's hearing these words, that's listening to this podcast, that experiences everything you experience in your life. It is our true nature, our essence. So that's a, yeah, please. Yeah, that's a snapshot.